You're listening to SBS News.
It was the ancient Greek storyteller Aesop who warned, "If you try to please all, you please none." That seems to be the lesson for the Albanese Labor government this week after it announced the emissions reduction target for 2035. Setting a range of 62 to 70% reductions by 2035, based on 2005 levels, Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen says the target is both ambitious and achievable.
As you'd expect with such an announcement, there's plenty of people who think it's too high, plenty of people who think it's too low, but it's an achievable, ambitious plan, one that's in the economic best interest of the country, as is clear from the Treasury modelling and the CSIRO modelling, and it's the right plan for Australia.
By setting the ceiling at 70%, the government put its most ambitious figure closer to calls for a target of 80%, as was being urged by groups like the Australian Conservation Foundation. At the bottom of the range, 62%, the government tried to heed the calls of industry and business groups, who warned cuts between 65 and 75% could be exceedingly challenging. Pulled in both directions, the government's attempt to meet them in the middle has left both environmentalists and industry concerned. Defending the range, the government says that places like Brazil, New Zealand, Canada and Norway have all set a target range for their 2035 target. And Chris Bowen says compared to other countries, Australia's target is among the most ambitious.
It's ambitious by international standards compared to like-minded similar economies. It is ambitious in terms of halving emissions from today, but it's achievable. A target's got to be two things, ambitious and achievable. A target over 70 is not achievable. It's not. That advice is very clear. We have gone for the maximum level of ambition that's achievable.
Initially, the Climate Change Authority proposed a target of 65 to 75%. While targets over 75% sparked pushback from some industry, Climate Council CEO Amanda McKenzie says extensive modelling supports lifting the target even higher.
There are many independent experts that put forward that 75 plus target is very doable, from Deloitte to EY to a group of 500 businesses that came out in the last month. So certainly the 70% target is doable and we need to get on with it.
Greens leader Larissa Waters says the 2035 target lacks real ambition.
Look, a range of 62 to 70 means 62. The only reason they've put a range in place is so that they can hit the lowest end of the range and then claim to be heroes. Well, this target is so appallingly low, it will not keep us safe.
On the other side, opposition leader Susan Lee says the target lacks credibility and details on costings. Analysis by the Australian Energy Market Commission estimates that under a coordinated rollout of renewables, residential electricity prices will drop 13% in 10 years' time. It also shows average household energy costs could fall by about $1,000 every year over the next decade. The modelling shows households who fully electrify could cut their bills by up to 70%. Disputing this analysis, Ms. Lee says she thinks the independent climate modelling is a cruel hoax.
Australians right now are very disappointed. They're disappointed that the government talks a big game about manufacturing and made in Australia, but actually doesn't deliver. And all my colleagues today, including you, John Seely, have reflected that we do recognise Australia's role in reducing global emissions. We do understand that common sense policies should be implemented and they should be done in a way that makes sense for our economy, because we can't do everything from Australia, but we do have a role in participating in that global challenge. But what the Prime Minister has announced with respect to these 2035 targets certainly goes nowhere near that.
Health Minister Mark Butler told Seven Sunrise the Treasury modelling makes it very clear that weak or no action on climate change would be terrible for the economy.
Treasury modelling that we released yesterday bears that out. It's by far the most beneficial plan for our economy over the next few decades, particularly compared to what would happen if we do nothing. The worst situation will be if there's no plan. And frankly, that's what Jane is having to fight in her party room right now. The idea we just stick our head in the sand and not see any investment to take advantage of the huge opportunities as the world transitions to clean energy.
The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry says the target announced is ambitious and will be challenging to achieve. But Chief Executive Andrew McKellar says what the business community needs most is certainty.
It will be very challenging for business and for industry to get to this target, but the important thing is business needs certainty if we're going to be able to put in place the investment that is required to continue on that pathway to get to net zero emissions by 2050.
Opposition leader Susan Lee is under pressure to outline the party's policy on climate change, with a number of party members pushing for the party to abandon a 2050 net zero target altogether. The opposition spokesperson on education, Jonathan Dunham, earlier this week warned the coalition would face a mass exodus from its frontbench if it adopts a net zero policy without caveats. Ms Lee was forced to clarify earlier remarks made during a press conference on Friday, when she said she does not believe in setting an emission reduction target at all, from government or from opposition. She soon walked back on those statements, saying she misspoke.
We don't support targets in opposition. We do, of course, recognise the importance of targets in government when we have the full information in front of us, which we don't have now.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says while the opposition is fighting over whether or not they'll even pursue net zero, the government is getting started on it.
The Liberal Party are too busy fighting each other, too busy looking over their shoulders, too busy arguing with each other to argue for the interests of Australians. And today's bizarre statements by the leader of the Liberal Party, where she walked away from setting any targets as are required by the Paris Agreement, says it all about how their focus is simply on their internals.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.